What is your God's name? Part 74. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Decennial of Yafashua, South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, especially the book What is Your God's Name? Because that's the handbook that we are using for the study. You can just contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 for South Africa, international code, and the number is 0722-367-124, or just go to my website, https://yafa.co.za. As you can see on the right hand side on the top here, if this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very, very welcome. New people, always welcome. Go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the other studies that you are currently busy with, as well as our TikTok messages. Please send this link to your friends and family, everyone that's dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, a pen and notepad ready. Hallelujah. May this study be a blessing to you in the name of Yafashua. Hallelujah. May you experience the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh as we continue in the study, doing the water demonstration again. We have done it quite some time ago, but in the book it's now part of the study where I'm going to invite you to do the demonstration so that you can get the feeling of it. So I would suggest that you get yourself a cup of water or a glass with water and the very same glass, so that you can put them in together. So it will be one glass like this with water, and the next one without water, so they can fit into each other. So I want you to practice this demonstration so that you can do it to other people and also show them how easy it is to understand the Godhead of Yafashua. Hallelujah. I trust that this study is going to be a blessing to you as we continue where we left off last week. While doing this water demonstration of Father Nick, my father, it was his way of doing it, showing it, I would suggest that you analyze every scripture that we will use. I'm very sure and convinced that after this demonstration, you would also use it to explain the Godhead of Yafashua, well, the supernatural, if you don't want to use the word Godhead, the supernatural power of Yafashua to other people. Genesis 1 verse 2. Now what I'm going to do is we're going to work through the scriptures, and I will use the glasses with the water for our own benefit. To make an earthly demonstration easily understandable, with all the respect unto Yafa, not bringing his supernaturally into a glass of water. It's a way of explaining it on an easy and comfortable way so that people can understand it. Now this is Yafa, our Elohim, the glass with the water. This is the son, Yafashua, and together they are one. Now when we read in Genesis 1 verse 2, we are going to find that the word says, Genesis 1 verse 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Ruach HaKodesh of Elohim, because the Father is spirit, because the Bible says, and the spirit of Elohim, the spirit of God, of Yafa El Elohim, moved upon the face of the waters. Yafashua's spirit, it was moving. So this we are to be as one unit, we would say in respect, this is Yahweh El Elohim, moves upon the water. John 4 verse 24, and they that worship Him, Yahweh Almighty, must worship Him in spirit and in truth. According to the above two scriptures, Yahweh Elohim is spirit, and everyone, even in this 21st century, in 2026, must worship Him in spirit and in truth. With these scriptures in mind, taking both glasses as one long glass, we will now move it from the right to the left, as you will see. While moving it, think of these scriptures, and the earth was without form, and it was void, and darkness was upon of the deep, and the Spirit of Yahweh El Elohim moved upon the face of the waters. Hallelujah. It is this unseen Yahweh El Elohim, because His Spirit, whose Spirit is called the Ruach, who the nation of Israel worshipped by the way of the temple worship. Once a year the high priest would make a sacrifice offering according to the law of Moses unto Yahweh their Elohim. Hallelujah. Year after year the high priest will offer offerings, but the nation of Israel had no regret or remorse for their sins. They accept that the following year they will again have the chance to bring their offerings to the temple. This yearly sacrifice happened repeatedly, year after year. So because the continuous yearly repetition of blood sacrifice, that Yahweh El Elohim found Himself in the obligation of taking a human form in order to come to earth, in order to redeem man from the sins of the Garden of Eden and reinstate man in the kingdom through new birth in Yahshua. John 3 verse 1 to 8. Did you understand what I said here? We had the 613 laws of Moses, Yahweh in heaven. Year after year, they will bring the same sacrifice. The high priest will first offer unto his own sins, because he sinned as well, he was human. And then he would offer unto the nation of Israel, unto Yahweh Almighty in heaven. Hallelujah. And Yahweh created a plan of redemption, where through it would not be the blood of doves and lambs and goats, but it would be the blood of Yahshua that would redeem us from the Old Testament with his 613 laws which condemn people. The Bible says they were condemned by the 613 laws. It was not 613 laws of grace, no. It was works. Works. Now you can see that Yahweh had a plan to redeem men and women through new birth. John 3 verse 1 to 11. That you can read. Previously in the study, I've explained according to the scriptures that it was impossible for any living person in the Old Testament to see Yahweh their Elohim and still be alive. Why? Because he's too great. With all respect, he's too great. He just spoke the sun, it was there. Can you look in the sun for 10 minutes? You will go blind immediately. And he only spoke the sun. Can you see the vast power? Can you see this power in movement? Moses asked Yahweh, can I see your face? Yahweh says no. Hide yourself in the cliff and I walk past you and you will see my shadow. So all he could see was the shadow. But Yahweh had a redemption plan. Can you remember the explanation of the peach which I explained to you? The peach, it has a skin, it's got the meat of the peach and it's got the pit. It's one. But you can't see the meat because it's got the skin. And you can't see the pit because there's meat. But if you cut it through, you can see into it. And this is what has happened. Looking at this, this long glass of water, it represents Yahweh El Elohim, the creator of heaven and earth. No person can see him and still be alive. While holding, now I'm explaining. Now, this water represents Yahweh Almighty. Now he had to create himself a body to dwell on or dwell in on the earth. The Bible says the angel came to Joseph and said, Mary is going to have a son. Not Mary, Miriam, sorry. Mary is a Greek name. Miriam is the Hebrew name. She's going to have a son. You must call him Emmanuel. He was going to have a son. His name is Yahshua, not Jesus. It couldn't be Jesus, you know, by this time. Never in your life. Because later J was only created in the 16th century. So she's going to have a baby. You must call him Yahshua. That's the father's name, Yahweh. And Shua, S-H-U-A, means Redeemer and Savior. So the child Yahshua was born, as promised by the prophets in the Old Testament. A man, a child, that became a man of 30 years old. Never doing one miracle. We don't read of one miracle. Now the word says that Father Yahweh would reveal himself in the Son. This was not revealed in the Son. He will reveal in the Son. Yahshua walked the earth for 30 years. Then he came to John the Immerser, and John the Immerser said, there is the Lamb of Yahweh El Elohim, whom I'm not deemed to tie shoelaces. Then Yahshua came to him and said, you must immerse me. He says, I need to be immersed by thee. Yahshua said, immerse me, baptize me, so that the scriptures can be fulfilled. Now the word says that he took Yahshua and he immersed him. Now he says in Matthew 3 verse 16, and Yahshua was immersed or baptized, went straightway out of the water. He didn't take water and throw it over him. He immersed him in the water. He totally covered Yahshua in the water. And as he came out straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were open unto him. And he saw the Ruach HaKodesh. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Spirit of Yahweh, descending like a dove. It wasn't a dove, like a dove. And lighting upon him, that Yahshua. Now I want you to see what happens. This glass is full of water. I'm not throwing all the water in there. I'm only throwing a little bit of water. Only the right hand. Isaiah 53. The Ruach came down. If Father had to pour out all the water into Yahshua, like that, this human body would have burst into small pieces. There is a scripture that says, and the fullness of the Godhead of Yahweh dwelt in Yahshua. It's not all this. If I say the fullness, I'm putting the water back. If I say the fullness of Yahshua, only the right hand, then is the fullness that this body of Yahshua can obtain and handle. He cannot obtain this glass of water. He cannot obtain all of the fullness of the Father in a human body, because it would just disintegrate. According to verse 16, John the Immerser now has immersed Yahshua in water. The very moment that Yahushua went up straightway out of the water, the Ruach came down upon him like a dove. And it's not a white dove. Many churches has the white dove to show the Holy Spirit. No, it says it was like a dove. In the Roman Catholic churches, who created this white dove theology, stating it was a white dove. The white color for the purity. No. Now, we take the water in the right hand. Now, the Bible says, it only gave him the right hand. Isaiah 53, verse 1. Isaiah 53, verse 1 says, the arm of Yahweh, O Elohim, which was revealed in Yahushua. If we empty the whole glass of water, it would just integrate this body of Yahushua. I wish I had the third arm. Hallelujah. Now let's read Matthew 3 verse 17. Now the moment that he came up from the water, the Ruach was poured onto him, the right hand. And now it says in Matthew 3:17, and lo, a voice from heaven, the Father, saying, this is my beloved Son, and whom I am, that's Yahweh our Elohim, am well pleased. Now he becomes the revelation Son of Yahweh. Why? Because he has the right arm. Isaiah 53, in whom was the right arm or the right hand of Yahweh revealed? Again I say, if you greet me, you greet me with the right hand. Why? The right hand or the right arm is the authority of power. And this is what Yahushua became the moment that the Ruach was that came upon him. The right hand of the Father. He became the authority and the power of Yahweh our Elohim. Hallelujah. The right arm is the authority of Yahweh, the creator of heaven and earth, bodily in Yahushua. From this very moment, the Father acknowledged Yahushua as his Son. From now on, he is Yahweh revealed in the flesh. Hallelujah. From this moment, the prophecy of Isaiah in Isaiah 9 verse 6 became a reality in the Bible. Let's read Isaiah 9 verse 6. For unto us a child, Yahushua, is born. Unto us, that's Israel, a son is given. And the government is upon his shoulders. He, Yahushua, shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, the Father, the Everlasting Father. What? Yeah. The Prince of Peace. He has the name of the Father. The Father's name is Yahweh, in Hebrews, Yod Alephai, Fav Alephai, and the Son is Yod Alephai, Fav Alephai, Shua. Y-A-H-V-A-H, Shua. Shua means Redeemer and Savior. So he has the name of the Father. The Son and the Father has exactly the very same name. Who is this? This is now the right arm of Yahweh our Elohim, according to Isaiah 53, verse 1 to 6. And whom being immersed is called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty Everlasting, Mighty Father, Elohim, Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, according to the scripture, Yahushua is everything the Father is. He's even called the Everlasting Father. The Son is being called the Everlasting Father. Who is the Prince of Peace? Yes, Yahushua. Who is the first and the last? The beginning and the end. I am who I am. Yes, Yahushua. He is now Yahweh our Elohim revealed in the flesh. Why? Why is he called? Because he has received the right hand of Father Yahweh. This voice has said from heaven, this is my beloved Son, and whom I'm well pleased. Suddenly we understand the scripture in John 14, verse 7 to 11, when the disciple asked Yahushua, show us the Father. The scripture declares, the Godhead of Yahushua. Let us read John 4, John 14, verse 7 to 11. If now Yahushua answers, if you have known me, that's Yahushua, you should have known my Father, Yahweh Almighty. Also, and from henceforth, you know him, Yahweh El Elohim, and you have seen him. How did they see the Father? Through the right eye. Not the whole Godhead that was poured, the whole Spirit that was poured. No. There's a chorus that says, when I see you, I see the beauty of Yahweh Almighty. It's actually in the old, in the 1611 King James Bibles, when I see in you the beauty of my King. Who's the King? Yahweh Almighty. So when people see us, they see Yahweh. They see Yahushua, but they don't see him. But we have the same Spirit. We are quenched, we are saturated with the same Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh. While studying these scriptures, it is as if Yahushua is speaking to the church world in the 21st century and beyond. He says, if you have known me, Yahushua, you should have known my Father, Yahweh. And also from henceforth you know him, Yahweh Almighty, and have seen him. Yahushua is the right arm of Yahweh, his Father. If you have seen me, the Son, you have actually seen my Father. Why? Because he is in me. I am in him. He is in me, and I am in him. One Elohim. We don't seek for three different gods. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. That's why you won't get an orthodox Hebrew man that believes in three different gods. That is the Egyptian God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. No. Here Israel, Yahweh your Elohim, is one. If you've seen me, you see my Father. We are one. Hallelujah. Verse 8. Philip said unto him, Yahushua, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Still Philip is not convinced. Show us the Father. What Philip doesn't know is the fact that he saw Yahweh, his Elohim, in the fullness. He would die immediately. If he could see Yahweh, our Elohim, like that, he would have died. Philip does not realize that he's looking at the right arm of Yahweh, his Elohim. When reading the next verse, I could hear the sarcasm in the voice of Yahushua when he answered Philip. Yahushua said unto Philip, have I, Yahushua, been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Philip, he that hath seen me, that's Yahushua, hath seen the Father. And how shallest thou then show us the Father? So is this sarcasm? I'm with you all your life, and you say, show us the Father? Do you not know I'm in the Father, and the Father, through the Ruach, is in me? If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. Philip, you have walked with me every day, seeing the miracles and the wonders that I've done every day, and still you need to see the Father. I, Yahushua, have been so long with you, and yet thou not know me? I can hear the outcry of Yahushua to the church world in this 21st century and beyond. I, Yahushua, have been so long with you, and yet hast thou not known me? Now listen to the last part of the scripture. Listen what he says. He, the people that have seen me, the Son, that has seen me, Yahushua, what does he say? Had seen my Father, Yahweh my Elohim. And how sayest they then, show us the Father? How can Yahushua make such a statement if he was not convinced that he was Yahweh revealed in the flesh? Yahushua has seen me, has seen my Father. Listen to the next part of Yahushua explains. Verse 10. Believe thou not that I, Yahushua, are in the Father, and the Father in me. How easy is that? And the Father in me. The words that I, Yahushua, spake unto you, I spake not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth within me. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the works. If Yahushua could do the works himself, he would have done it from the time he was 12 years old. But for 30 years he didn't do any miracles. Why? Because he did not receive the right hand or the right arm, the authority of Yahweh Almighty. Yahweh explained that he is in the Father and the Father in him. Yahushua explains that the word or the teachings which he brings is not of himself, but the Father is in him through the Ruach, the water. In the following scripture, Yahushua urged every one of us in the 21st century and beyond to believe his words. Verse 11. Believe me, Yahushua, that I'm in the Father, Yahweh my Elohim, and the Father is in me. There, you can read the scriptures yourself. Or else believe me for the work's sake. I could not do it by myself. I needed it, the Father. The scriptures are the foundation of which the Godhead of Yahushua is built. There are numerous scriptures which can be quoted to prove the above, but they will copy one, they will only use up more space, and it's not necessary. According to Father Nick, that's my father, this is his demonstration. We now understand that the Ruach HaKodesh came down from Yahweh, and how the right arm or right hand was manifested in the power and authority of Yahweh Almighty, which was revealed in him. At this very moment, the voice spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." The Godhead of Yahushua was revealed. Throughout this study, it has been proven that according to the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the Trinity never exists. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. It was the same Elohim in different periods of time that had to manifest himself through Yahushua so that we can understand it. Hallelujah. Throughout it says, the Roman Catholic Church created God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. The moment the Father addressed Yahushua as the Son, we find the Father in heaven and the Son on earth. The period of 3 years while Yahushua would perform the duties of Father Yahweh, this Elohim on earth, there was a Father and a Son. For the time of the deliverance of the body of Yahushua, the Father could not come to earth by himself like that. Everyone would have died. Therefore, he created it himself, a human body, which was born of a virgin, Miriam, in order to be able to dwell upon his people and to restore eternal life. Which was lost in the Garden of Eden through the blood of Yahushua. Back to the glass of water, is supposed to be the Messiah of Israel, the Redeemer of the world. The moment that Yahushua received the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh, like that, the voice, the Father's wife, proclaimed him as the Son Yahushua. Yahushua, This is why, according to the scripture, John 14 verse 7 to 11, John 14 verse 7 to 11, which we just studied, Yahushua could say to Philip and the other apostles, if you have seen me, you would have seen my Father. He is now Yahweh, his Father, revealed in the flesh. Yahweh is revealed in the flesh. And this is why the angel said to Miriam, according to the restoration of the original sacred name Bible, you must call his name Yahushua, Emmanuel, which means Yahweh El Elohim with us. The Bible teaches us the angel never said to Miriam, you must call his name Isus or Jesus. But he said Emmanuel, Yahushua, Emmanuel, if it's translated, Yahweh El Elohim with us. We now know that the name Isus or Jesus was a Roman Catholic transliteration, and did not exist in the life and time of Yahushua, or nor ever after. To move my hand with a glass, which is Yahushua, horizontally, he left to the right, this signifies Yahushua doing miracles. Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop right here, because we don't have the time to carry on. There's quite a bit more to say here, which makes it so easily to understand. If his Father's will, till next week, if you will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.